Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I excited tonight. I can see right now it's going to be a great night right here on the show tonight. But before we get too deep into the topic, I want to say welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, we're talking about discerning the many different facets of the urban community. But as we always do right here on our program, we cover our show. So let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, as we quest to go inside this industry of music, Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned, locked and loaded to our program. God, we ask that you give every ear and every mind a lesson, a blessing, that they can move forward in the career that they so desire to do and have nothing else but it standing as the position that they desire in this music business. Lord, we ask that you cover them and bless them. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys, y'all see how it's done here? I can't put or influence, put it this way. I can't make you pray with me. But all I ask you to do is close your eyes in silence and do what you do. But I have to do that because in respect to the Father, I believe he's the one who's gave us this blessing for this platform. So anyway, let's go into the topic. Discerning the many different facets of urban music. Tonight's topic is talking, we're going to be talking about a little bit about hip-hop and rap. The difference, the many difference between them, the combination of what they say rap is. They say it's a combination of rhyming and rap, rapping to a beat. They say the argument is hip hop is a culture, it's the way we live, and it's a way of life. In rap, I'm saying in R&B, you please tell me what's the difference between R&B and blues. I'm looking for your answers towards the difference between spiritual music and gospel music, where it all came from and what they have in common. That's what we're talking about tonight. One of my guests tonight is Shaku. This is, we got into a discussion. Shaku, welcome to Hip Hop National. Tell us where you're calling in from. What it
I'm
is
calling in from. My name is Shaku, and I am a poet, singer, songwriter, performing artist. And mostly hip-hop artists. But I am calling in from Florida, the Sunshine State, Pompano Beach.
Give us your take on the topic tonight, Shaku. Because you and I, we got into discussion, and I said, oh, you know what, this would be a great topic to cover on the show. So give me your arguing points of what hip-hop is versus rap. I mean, just a short brief, and we're going to get into it in a minute, but give us your, just an opening statement.
Okay. Just briefly, well, to me, hip-hop, you know, hip-hop is a culture, it's a way of life. Speaking and coming from the late 70s and early 80s, you had more of creative expression and diversity. People had something to say. You know, versus the creative expression dying today. And, you know, I think that they all are rapping. We all are rapping about something, but it's just their way of life, the culture, and the way it speaks to you, looking at a different aspect, giving the youth something different to look at and look forward to than versus the statistics and going on the same thing over and over again.
Okay, okay. All right, we'll settle for that right now. Let's go to Anita. Is this Anita Wilson?
Hello, Anita, how are you?
Hey, Anita. We're single, actually. How are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm glad you called in. Anita, we're discerning tonight, we're discerning the many different facets of the urban music. With the music that has impacted the urban community in, overall, pretty much rock and roll, which was one time soul, that they turned into rock. Hip-hop, what they say, that derives, if you ask me, from rap, but they said hip-hop is a culture. We're talking about gospel, spiritual. What's the difference? What's that fine line between them all? The question, because it's questionable to many ears, many listeners. What do you say?
I don't know. Al, where do you want to start? You pick it. Let's talk about
it. I want to start right there.
With what? Hip-hop and rap?
Yes. Hip-hop and rap.
Truly, hip-hop is not a culture. I mean, it's not a way of life. It's not a culture. It's a movement. And it's a movement that was derived from rap. But when you look at rap, you got to go back to Confunction. You got to go back to, you know, Sly and the Family Stone. You got to go back to George Clinton, T-Funk. Listen to that and look at it. If you know your music history, then you know what I'm talking about. Okay? That's where all this comes from. So then out of that, you get your other elements. You get your street rap, you get the gangster rap, you get this and you get that. And like I said, hip-hop is a movement. What it is a derivative of all of those spooned together, and it took the thoughtfulness and the insight, you know, from all of them, and that's what created hip-hop. Hip-hop is the one thing out of all those genres that'll make you sit down and think. When hip-hop first originated, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to use Eazy-E as a really good example, because we're working on some stuff with them right now. Eazy was, you know, early 20s, and people termed it, you know, gangster rap, and they termed it this and they termed that. What it was conscious rap. They rapped, you know, Above the Law, N.W.A. These guys all rapped about what was the only thing they knew, what was going on in their neighborhood. They didn't rap about what was going on in the streets of New York. They didn't live in the streets of New York. They couldn't tell you what was happening in Florida or Texas. They could only tell you the life that they were living. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it became a movement to enlighten the rest of the country and the rest of the world on what's happening in my little dot on this map. You know, and
so
that's my take on
it. Are you identifying that as rap or hip-hop?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop is actually the consciousness of all of it. Rap is when you... Rap is... let me think. What's his name? And he's on the tip of my tongue. He sings People Get Ready. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't at the moment, but I'll tell
Curtis
you.
Curtis Mayfield.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to jump in with Curtis, yeah.
You know, Curtis is the man. Curtis, to me, is the father of conscious rap. You listen to People Get Ready, I don't care what year, what century you play this song, that song has relevance.
Yeah.
And to me, there's a difference between rap and then I'm going to say this, because you can't use the term rap and then just put one genre in there. You've got gangster rap, you've got that, which is totally different from street rap, which is totally different from house rap. I mean, you've got all, it's so much in there. It's crazy. Now, what that is
so you're
rap actually.
There's many different facets of rap.
You could have a whole show on just the facets of rap itself, because it has so much depth. There's so much more to it than what shallow people hear, you know. And what I hate to see today is we don't have artists and musicians today. We have people who get on the radio and buy a beat, and the same beat that 5,000 other people bought for 99 cents or $10 or whatever. We have people who get on the radio and they get up here and they take other people's music. Well, and they do. And they take other people's music. They don't, you don't see creativity today in music because there is none. They take music
Anita,
that we grew up on
Anita,
from art.
I see that you got a mouthful, but I got to bring in other panelists too. So I want. Are we about to have our discussion?
You know better than ask me a question, Al.
Let him preach, Al.
I know that. But I tell you what, you off the chain. I love how you're coming.
But
so.
You know what? She did bring up, and I would like the hip hop and rappers to realize that Curtis Mayfield, actually him and Heron, the Revolution Will Not Be Televised. They started that, and see, you know, and it was a conscious point, you know. If you can remember Curtis Mayfield's people that are darker than blue.
Raw
you know,
I'm introducing right now.
You are?
Introducing the people on the panel right now. So
oh,
hold on.
You're
going to get into
the
discussion.
The
DJ Bernard D., welcome to Hip Hop National. Give us your brief opening statement.
Wow. Hello?
Yeah, hello, how you doing, sir? Where you calling in from?
Okay, man. Florida. Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh. Okay. Give us your brief opening statement.
Now, wow.
We getting ready to dig in because you saw how Anita go? She's getting ready to handle me. They're going to ride over me with a bus, bro.
Hip-hop is definitely the parent company, if you want to look at it in that term. And it did start out as a culture, and the way it was all about your belief and the way you carried yourself. It was the music, it was the art. And I have to disagree with the lady earlier. When I was growing up, my parents didn't like what I was listening to. So you got to give kids a break, because actually, if you think about it, when hip hop was started, it came from jazz, it came from blues. They took the beats from James Brown, which is the most sampled artist ever, still to the day. And what I can say is the kids are a little bit more creative than we were back in the 70s. And the early 80s, because we took records because that's all we had. We didn't have drum machines at the time. So we only could take records and go back and forth with them. Now these kids are coming up with melodies. They understand, you know, the rappers back in the day, they didn't understand melody. They had to be taught what 16 bars was.
Opening statement.
So I say hip hop is a culture which rap was birthed from.
Okay, all right, guys. As y'all see, now I'm about to go under attack, and I can see that this is happening. It's a militia formed against me. Anita, shoot your spill, baby.
Yeah.
Cut him by the throat.
Let me dig in.
Go ahead.
Okay. So basically to come back what he just said, he was saying that he thinks that today the younger generation, the younger artists today are more creative than versus late 70s and the 80s when they first started. Now, there is a lot of creative new musicians that are out today. They're just not over popular like, you know, the other ones. We're not going to go into that. But what I want to say about that is those musicians that came before them, those were the reasons, that's where they got the inspiration from. And those were heavy musicians. Those samples they used, just like you stated, James Brown, that's where they got the creativity from. What I was speaking on, of hip-hop being a culture, breaking it down from an art form, art comes from creative expression, meaning diversity, meaning be able to look through one window, another window, and another window, and not see the same thing going on and on, but to the point where it's birthing dead zombies in our nation. So everything that came before is being recycled, but the way it's being recycled, it's not creative anymore.
I agree to disagree. With that being said, you are speaking truth, but you're leaving out the fact that these kids are doing just what Eazy-E did. Just like you said, with Eazy-E, even with KRS-One, if you go to Run DMC, if you go to Trick Daddy, if you go to any of these artists, they are only speaking what they know. And at this time, it's not about speaking what you know. It's about speaking what's going to get me paid. And so with kids, they have learned the formula. The formula is, I can't do what I really want. I have to do what's going to make money. And that is the industry's fault. These kids only want to get out of their situation. So they know if they put out conscious rap, if they put out positivity, that's not going to sell right now.
That's not going to sell.
That on the third album. Exactly.
Exactly,
so
and that's by popular demand. That's by popular demand. It's not to be blamed. It's not to be blamed, but there are mentors out. There is inspiration still out. The problem is that you're dealing with a nation that, you know, I don't want to say it, but mostly of followers.
Once again,
I agree. So,
but
you
can't take away the fact that if somebody says, I'm going to give you $30 million, but this is what I want in return for that, they didn't ask you for your opinion. They said, this is what I want. So if I'm going to give you $30 million to start a record company, I'm going to give you what I want. If that takes you for a $30 million deal, you might owe me 3 albums. Okay, for 3 albums, I can only give you what this record company wants. Now, on the 4th album, when I've hopefully made some money on tour, then I can go and buy my own studio, and then I can go independent with promotion, and then I can give you what I really want. But at the end of the day, you can be the best conscious rapper you want in the apartment complex, and 50 people going to hear you. You might get another buzz of 1,000 on YouTube, but YouTube is not going to pay your light bill.
Right, and that just goes again for the appreciation of music, the way it's come from, you know, the where it is now. You know, you have really intelligent, dope, conscious rappers that are diverse, like Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I have to throw that out there, like Kendrick Lamar. He can go either way, but he still paints a picture. You have to be able to paint a picture where they can see outside of that box, and there's plenty of artists that.
Kendrick Lamar gave you what they wanted. He gave you Compton first. And Kendrick Lamar is one in 5 years, 1 in 10 years artists that come out like Kendrick Lamar. He is a special artist. And at the end of the day, he still had to bring in controversy to keep his movement going.
Right. And so did Tupac.
Right. And Tupac, like, people don't get it that, once again, there's artists like Tupac, even Kendrick Lamar, Snoop. These cats they went to jail more as artists than they did as just regular citizens.
But Tupac can paint a picture talking about Brenda. Then he can paint a picture talking about gangster life, thug life, politician, religious views.
And
he can get on more than one topic. That's the difference.
Right, but once again, Tupac was what? 1 out of 10 years. You're talking about one. There are, when we speak of these GOATs, these greatest of all time, Biggie, the Tupac,
right,
the Kmart, KRS-One.
Exactly.
You know, you can't, if you go back to Tribe Called Quest, if you go back to Tribe Called Quest. I can't think of, there's one more I was trying to think of. But these groups are far in between because
Big Blue Planet.
Not really, because they didn't. You looking at a one album thing and no, not really, not. I
right, and that's
what
just,
saying with
that,
them.
You know what I'm saying about the diversity in the music,
right.
Slim to none.
Right, and if you keep picking these one single artist, that's not what the industry is, and that's so hard. Once again, Tupac stayed relevant because of his controversy. Now he put out great material with no doubt. Like,
right.
I like Biggie, but I never considered Biggie a greatest of all time. I didn't really see his potential on two albums. Biggie did. He painted a picture. He was a great storyteller in his music. But once again, I wouldn't consider him. He's not one of my top 10, only because he didn't have enough material. Now,
well, I can appreciate both of them. I can appreciate both of them for what they were.
Biggie, right? If you look at Biggie, he elevated himself each album. So after two albums, he didn't bless us. He wasn't around long enough to give us a third. So I can't say that maybe he would have been where Tupac was, because Tupac gave us a score. We can still go and. That people haven't heard from him. There are no artists like that. Kendrick Lamar, hopefully he will be around. The sad part about it is, if not keep controversy in his music, he won't be around 5 years from now.
Well, okay, we could agree to disagree. I think he's very a very intelligent writer, and I think that he has a lot of years coming from him. Just by his diversity, you never know what he's going to do next. But like another rapper, hip hop artist, conscious rapper, Lupe Fiasco, very controversial, very intelligent rapper, and he is too diverse. But it's not by popular demand. You know, he's not a radio commercial artist, you know, so that just goes to show what the youth demands, what this
Anita,
generation
I
demands.
I know you're sitting back there in the cut, so I wanted to bring you in as well. Give your thoughts.
You know, guys, I think perhaps I'm a little older in the game than you guys, because I'm going to tell you. Love Tupac, and yes, he was probably one of the best that we had. I agree with you on Biggie. He just never showed me that side, and I think that, you know, that was all propaganda, hype, and media that got him to that point. Not to take anything away from him for being a great artist, but, you know, the topic of the conversation was, you know, what's the difference? And before I address that, I have an overall for your $30 million response. Where somebody gives the artist $30 million and say, this is what I want. That's where you talk about creative integrity, artistic integrity. Are you doing it because you love it? Are you doing it for $30 million? And I have one word for that, and that's called sellout, which in that case, I don't give a crap what you put out. I'm not going to respect it. I'm not going to buy it, and I'm not going to support it. And I can tell you right now who's doing that. But it's not even a point, because right now it's probably 90% of the industry. Now, as for the difference between them, it's all a mindset. You know, you can't really say that there's a lot of difference between them, but I'm going to say this, that all of it goes back to generation. You've got every generation has their generation of music, and to them, that generation of music is the epitome of you know, they're the wherewithal for that genre. And we're sitting here having a conversation about rap and hip-hop and the death credit. And, you know, like I started saying in my opening statement, it's all garbage. There's very, very few artists right now that you can put your finger on and say they're generating some real music. They get online, they buy somebody else's beat that they ripped off from somebody else. And I heard him say that this generation these days are, you know, way more creative. You're right. They're way more creative at stealing and ripping off other people's stuff. What these kids need to learn is that it's not about a beat, because any true artist knows that a song is not made off of a beat. It's made off of a track, and a track is something that you can play alone without any words and still get an effect from it and still have a feeling. So, with that being said, I'm going to turn the conversation to one of my
I got a question for her.
Go ahead.
Well, this is Raw Dog. And, I've listened to everything, and I got to tell you, okay. You know, we're talking about, hip hop and rap and what have you, and the artist, okay? Yeah, you've got, let's say, 10 million wannabes. And yeah, the industry's going to reach down in that basket and they're going to pull somebody out that is going to be a puppet, okay? They're going to make money doing that, okay? But, hey. The true artist, they're rare. We're forgetting that artists, musicians, and what have you, through the history of music, have basically starved. They had to struggle. But they kept true to the music that they wanted to do inside. And so, when we start talking about those that have made it to the top, there have been so many along the way that we're not even bringing up, because you see the fact of it is that we don't look at talent. You're just talking about dollar signs, and there's so many people that are never going to see those dollar signs that are. You can go and you can watch them perform, and you'll go, whoa, wait a minute, how come this guy hasn't been recognized? Because the industry can't make them what they want them to be. We start to talk about the different genres and what have you, blues, soul, rap, hip-hop, but when we talk about people like George Clinton and we talk about Curtis Mayfield, and we'll talk about a Marvin Gaye, we start to say, they fit them into categories because the industry wanted a way for you to go and find their album so that you could buy it. But they didn't fit in a category. They were true artists. And if you wanted to find them in the soul
Motown
section.
Motown changed Marvin Gaye's sound.
Yeah, but wait a minute now. Hold it. If you wanted to find Curtis Mayfield, you had to go to the soul section in the beginning. Then they moved him to the R&B. You see, the whole point of it is how the industry wants to market that individual. Now they've got different sounds, neo-soul, they've got blues, they've got heavy metal, they've got punk, they've got electronic, they've got techno. But see, the catch to this is that the industry wants to put a label on artists. When we think of artists like Bob Dylan and that did protest songs, when you think of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, they did songs. What genre did they fit into? You see, because they were rebels. Rebels in this industry stand out. What happens is that you have a lot of young people that want to follow and be just like the last rapper they heard on the radio. But that's not the course to follow. That's a person that's afraid of success. Because, you see, guess what? If you're not yourself, you're not an individual. I'm only going to pay to go see an individual talent. How many cover bands have all of us went to see lately that we remember the name? They were doing cover songs. They were doing everybody else's songs. And so what made them stand out? You see, an artist is an artist. And, I have a problem because whether Biggie was bigger than Tupac or Tupac was bigger than Biggie, they were both individual artists. And they didn't start where they ended up. What I want everybody to understand, they developed their styles. They weren't necessarily cloning themselves to be like another rapper. Now, Nelly just broke over into the country, Western, rapping with a country Western group. You know, I think what we have to understand is that as artists, as entertainers, we cannot be afraid of a new avenue. T-Pain, he went in another direction. He broke that line, came out, had something totally different. Now, how many other artists are copying T-Pain on their songs, you know, his effects? You know, so when we start talking about the different genres, I want you to be innovative. I want you to be creative, because you see, if we continue down the same path, everybody sounding like everybody else, you're going to have somebody that's going to say, "Oh no, I'm not going to do that," and they rise to the top. They didn't even have competition. Because they were
socially,
that
you
different.
Can only rise so far in this industry these days. And excuse me for cutting you off, because
But wait a minute, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How can you say that? You don't know who the next big one's going
to
be.
You can go back to Stacey Ladisaw. Stacey Ladisaw dropped out of the industry as a beautiful voice as she had and as much success as she had at her time. Do you know why she left the industry? She left the industry for just what you're talking about. I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is some people don't, and I'm not going to say some, the artists now don't have that strength. They don't have what the other lady spoke of, is, and I don't want to say they're selling out, but they want to get out of their situation. They want to get out of the neighborhood they're in. They want the good life, as we say. And Stacey Ladisaw is one of those artists who said, no, I don't care what you want as a company. This is what I'm going to do. And if you don't want me to do this, then keep your money, because I'm not going to do it. And she turned down her contract, and she got out of the industry. There's several other brilliant artists that we remember from the late 80s who did this. There are so many. As a matter of fact, if you Luther Vandross, which people don't really realize, his sister was with the group that did the song 16 Candles, but she left the group before they made that hit.
Hey, pardon me, Bernard. I'm DJ Bernard.
Yes.
What we're gonna do is, at this point in time, we've already over a little bit, but we go
okay.
into a commercial break, then we come back and get back into the topic. So what I need you to do is just hold your horses. I know you want to choke them by the neck and just strangle them and shake them up and say, man, you got to get this.
It's good. It's a good talk.
Stacey Ladisaw, man, whoa, did you go back in the library? I really appreciate that one. When we come back, we'll be getting back deep into this discussion. I'm loving every moment of it. I love when a debate gets kind of heated. But at the end of all of it, we come to an understanding and we agree to disagree. That's all we agree. So anyway, guys, tonight we're talking about discerning the many facets of urban music, and you see how it's going down right now. So you definitely want to keep it locked and loaded right here. Keep it where you got it. Tonight episode is sponsored by the Capitalists. Y'all stay with us. If you want to sponsor the show, all you have to do is go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your music, let's have a conversation. I'll show you how the sponsorship is done. That's how it's done right here on Hip Hop National. Stay with us.
All in the name of hip hop.
Hip-hop, nigga. I'm like a young LL who home and speak Daddy Kane. No, Dougie with my fresh, you need to get with this hero. Summertime fresh print, hammer put me in a mix. Down Payton full like Rakim and Eric B. Still trying to fight the power like a public enemy. Cause in 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. Respect the KRS, one mic is all I need. Now I shop the classic like shit ones from Mob Deep. On the road to riches, on my rap cool G. Use a pen when I write, MC like paper thin. I'm talking hip hop, I used to love a common sense. It's all because of you, Slick Rick.
All in the name of hip hop. Put your little dance to your album, flip flop.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip hop. I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay. We're bringing back the
original. Let's take it back to the essence when the music had a message. Asking why, like Jada, straight up. Cause I got a couple questions. Got no problem with you shining. Love to see you grindin', but let's define the difference in a rapper and a rhymer. I'm a writer or an artist, not an image or a gimmick. Remember when we used to keep it real, now we pretendin'. The industry is not about the music, but the money. Ask a youngin' who is GDP, they looking at you funny. What a shame, but the paper coming, so I guess we made it. But the music suffering like people living out in Haiti. And it's crazy since digital, nobody's original. Since stuck in the cell, it and everybody's criminal. All in the name of hip-hop, put your little dance to your
album, flip-flop.
So nice in a while, but things is going hard, so it's hard to crack a smile. Like, there's certain mood changes, the new dude names. Is it when they buy the holiday, they don't want to tug a chain? I remember when they treated you right. Somebody talk about your favorite rapper, you was ready to fight. The message got lost, the real jumped off. So who's flying this plane, or is it that soft? Cause they don't dance no more, all they do is this. I recall the cross colors and the names on your kit. A page on your hip, man, you was the shit. And put your link in the rope out of the tip of the All in the name of hip hop. Put your little dance to your album, flip flop.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip hop. I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay. We're bringing back the
original.
I'm trying to show.
NationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
This your boy, Pop Man MC, representing Filavide Films and Record, calling from Los Angeles, California. Be sure to take a peek at our new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire. Link is now up on YouTube, Facebook, /PopManMC, or right here on HipHopNational.com. That's the new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire, Facebook /POWERMANMC.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, and we're back. And if y'all ready, let's take out your boxing glove and let's get ready to box. Let's get ready to rumble right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I love it. I love it. I love a good battle. Anita.
Yeah.
Anita, before we left, I think DJ Bernard fell off, but he mentioned he went back into the archive and he pulled out a Stacey Ladisaw. What's
right.
your thoughts on where he was going with that?
Oh, he's right. I mean, he's right on that. I agree with that. But, you know,
okay.
I think
do you agree with it, though? Recap.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, because see, you know how I am. But
okay.
You remember this conversation, it was probably about a year or so ago, and we were talking about hip-hop, and not just hip-hop, but music, period, and what it's become, and, you know, what the music network itself created it or directed it to be. And, you know, I said earlier, these new artists and stuff like that, lack of creativity and all this other stuff. People can argue the fact, but the fact is, everything that you listen to now is something that's been regenerated from something that was created, you know, years ago. Now, the sad part is that a lot of these artists, a good quantity of them, not all of them, but a good portion of them, have real skills. They have real talent, but you'll never know that because they get pushed down into this bucket of going back to his $30 million, creating what the labels, and let me digress on that, labels which no longer even carry A&R people, but in place of A&R is a bunch of, you know, white-collar lawyers who it's all about the bottom dollar. So you become a minstrel on the string for the money to create music that they want to hear or that they think people want to hear based on their research and data instead of what's actually out here and what people want to hear. I don't listen to garbage on the radio. I turn my old school station and keep it rolling. Every now and then I might pull something out from the new one. But see, I'm going to show you how this works, not just the hip-hop and the rap. Let's go to that taboo subject that people just hate talking about. Let's talk about the gospel and the spiritual. Because if there was a difference that is blatant and sitting in your face, self-explanatory, it's that one. I have never in my life went to church and heard the garbage that I hear up in there now. And if you want to listen to that kind of music, in my opinion, you need to take your butt to the club on Saturday night and stay there till Monday. Because that's all you get when you walk into church these days. A spiritual is from the soul. You felt God in that when you sung. You were singing to God. You were singing about God. But this music that you have now, no. And it's not right. And anybody who sits there and says that it's right, oh, it's a different sound, it's a different this, it's a different that, they're on a different planet. You know, and you know me, my opinions are always strong, but like I say, they're my opinions, and I'm entitled to them, but it's just wrong. I think that if you want to look at a genre of music, I think that if you want to look at a genre of music that has kept in its place, I'm going to go with jazz, because jazz has been the backbone of everything from day one. Jazz, blues, that right there, those things, the sound changes, but the message behind them remains the same. And right along with that, right over the top of hip-hop, over the top of rap, over the top of gospel is country music. Okay? Your girl still ran away. Your dog still died. Your best friend. I mean, come on. That's what it's all about. Country music from day one, who took its roots from the bluegrass, who took their roots from the blues and jazz, right? All this music you know, came from the same place. It's just the avenues the people chose to take them. And the ones that have stayed closer to the roots and the true meaning of the music has been jazz, country. I can't say rock and roll because it's so disintegrated and washed out right now. There's really nothing left there. People are going back just like they are in hip-hop and rap to the old school stuff. Pop is what it is. It's been bubblegum candy, you know, from day one, and it's going to stay bubblegum candy. So if you choose to buy Robin Thicke stuff that he puts out, that's what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? If you want to buy,
let me tell you something. You and Chris,
I'm not trying to be funny,
you and Chris are a real match. I can just imagine what a conversation between you and that dude is all the time. Boy, I swear, every time Anita come on, she's deep. So y'all got something going on now. Y'all got stuff in common.
I'm not putting anybody and their effort to do music down, but I'm going to tell you how we tell our artists. You know, we have the label and all that stuff, and I tell our artists this. Don't give me what you think I want to hear. You give me what comes from you. Give me what you want me to hear. Don't give me what you think I want to hear, because what I want to hear might not even be anything in the ballpark or the range of what you're even capable of. Give me the essence of you. And give me the essence of you, and I will take it and make it shine, and I will make people appreciate it. I will show people that essence and show them the quality, you know what I'm saying, and the style and the abundance there. But when you come giving me some junk, talking about chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side, dude, I'll choke your butt with soup and beat you with a bottle. None of that.
Even though it was a hit, but hey, we're going to bring Black Caesar in. Black Caesar's been sitting down in the cut, and Shaku, you're next. So definitely... Black Caesar, what's happening, man? Tell us what's happening. I hear a lot going on in your background. I know you're a busy guy and stuff, but if you could, just go ahead, lend us your time for a second. What's going on with you?
On Facebook, Black.
What's going down? This Natty Boy.
My real name ain't on there.
All right. Hey, is it possible you can go in an area where it's a little silent because there's a lot going on back
there? Got you. Hey, I got you, Gilly. We got to let me step outside real quick. I'm out here, Black.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going down?
What's up, Natty? Talk to me.
I'm chilling. Yeah, man,
okay.
You know, we just did a little interview with Fox 28.
Okay, what's your topic, your thoughts on tonight's topic? And we can talk about what y'all doing there in a few minutes. What's going on?
Okay, hold on. This Black right here, you got off the phone. Hold on, here you go. You're talking about the topic.
What up, world? It's Black Caesar SG, Rolls Royce Music, Natty Boy in the building. What's good with this hip-hop thing? The air is out of whack, homie.
Yeah. Tell us what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, what you've heard so far, Black Caesar.
I mean, from what I've heard tonight, you know what I'm saying, a lot of music nowadays has lost its way. You know, hip-hop, our genre, what it generated from, we've got away from a lot of it. But today, as I look at it as an artist and as an owner of my own company, it's time to get hip-hop back to what hip-hop was. See, hip-hop started out as fun music, party music. Let's kick it. Let's get out here and have some fun. See, today it's about the bang, bang, shoot 'em up, who got candy paint, what your jewelry look like. That's irrelevant because right now as a community, we're suffering because of our music, because of the image that we're portraying out here, like it's cool to drink lean, it's cool to snort coke, it's cool to pop pills. That's not cool. That's destroying your body and your mind and getting you away from what you really are. A true king and a queen.
Notes on that, Black Caesar. What is that y'all doing out there? And tell us what
you're
doing.
Like right now, like today in Columbus, Ohio, we did the, you know, Fox TV News, Channel 6, because we're on the Stop the Violence and we're on the Stop the Guns and the Killing with the Gangs. So me and Natty Boy today did the phone bank for Channel 6 News, and they're doing a whole cover story on us today in Columbus, Ohio at 11 o'clock tonight. Well, we have done to stop the violence, buy the guns back, and to bring people together with our music for a common cause. Let's get together and make this money. At the end of the day, it's about the money.
Yeah, it's about the money, but it's also about, and Anita, I'm sure you would agree with me, and Shaku, it's about the conscientiousness of our people, too. Trying to keep them grounded and rooted and understand that, you know, if you take this
intellectual property and take it to a level of success, you can really eat from this, and so can your family and,
Your
children's children. When you all agree.
And you're truly right, and I truly agree. But like you said, the problem nowadays with a lot of the music is people are not being conscious of what they put out. They're not being conscious of what they say. And as a parent, you know, and this might shock you, Al, even as a grandparent, I still have to be mindful of the things I talk about in my music because I have a 9-year-old son that can quote everything you hear me and Natty Boy say.
Okay, now I want you to go back a couple years ago, and I want you to rewind, not a couple years ago, a generation ago, when you were younger.
Okay.
Were you thinking like that?
I came up with X-Clan. I came up in the rap game with X-Clan. Salute to Brother Zed, X-Clan, Professor X, Rest His Soul, Sugar Shad. I came up with the X-Clan. They brought me in this rap game when I was 12, mm-hmm. in 1988.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So...
Okay.
It's a whole new era of music compared to with the music I grew up on with KRS-One, My Philosopher, Eric B. and Rakim, Move the Crowd, MC Light, you know what I'm saying, Queen Latifah, Heavy D. It's a whole other genre. Like, it's a whole other era nowadays because everybody wants to think bang, bang, shoot 'em up is cool, but it's not.
It's not all bang, bang, shoot 'em up, and I agree with you, but it's not all that. But the thing it is,
right.
I think they got an empty. They really don't give us back any food for thought.
Thank you.
It's
that's what the game is missing. Food for
yeah,
thought.
All,
something
it's
to put on
all,
my mind when I listen to you.
It's all about me, and what I can do and what I look like and how you know how this makes me feel and the quick pleasures of life and all the things that I'm got. But it's not really going to give me back something to say where I can say
and that's the problem. There's no more fruits from the tree, Al.
Huh?
You see what I'm saying? There's no more fruit from the tree no more. And that's what's wrong with this thing. Because like you said, there's no more. Put something on my brain to stimulate my mind. Give me some food for thought that I can walk away from and think about how I can ingest it and digest it and take what's good for me and get away from the rest. That's what this game is lacking, a void of real, real gut-level honesty. Honesty, this game is missing, bro.
Shakur, where you at, baby? Come on, baby. Talk to me. What you think about what he just
right,
said?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
You're absorbing
I'm just
listening. It all.
I mean, I hear his point of view.
My thing is, where's the unity in this?
The unity
where's
in
the unity in this?
Rap?
Say that again, sweetie, get your phone broke up.
Okay, where's the unity in what?
Where's the unity now in hip-hop? I'm a 76 baby. I came in the game in 88 with some of the greatest rappers that ever hit the stage. And I was 12 with these men, ate in their homes, greeted them. And the same token, hip-hop is not what it was when I once walked in.
Well, that stuff is explanatory.
Like you said, it's all about me. What
yeah,
happened
but
to
that's
us,
self-explanatory.
Us,
It's self-explanatory. The unity was broke up by the dollar.
And that's the sad part. Dollars should never compromise your morals and values.
Okay.
Yeah, and
the reality on that.
The reality of
it
is
the dollar. Okay. The dollar didn't do anything. The dollar is something that just lays there. The unity or the lack of unity.
The dollar is something that controls.
It was bought
by the
economy
and it controls the nation. And so
paid the dollar and put it in his pocket and said, "Screw my art. Grew what I want to do. Let me get out here and be the minstrel, make the fool out of myself. But that's okay because I got to put in my pocket." So it was not the dollar. It's going to always come back to the man. Just like, you know, you got this junk going on about gun control. It's not the guns that's shooting people. It's the idiots that pick them up. It's the idiot that picked up the dollar and put it in his pocket. Let's
okay,
just be
so
real
hip-hop,
with it.
So hip-hop started from the streets. The unity was broke up there first through the microphone when the dollar
but
came
hip-hop
in.
But hip-hop started as a struggle.
It started as a struggle.
That's
still a way of life. That's still a way of life.
Yeah.
So when I say
right.
it was broke up by the dollar, when I say it was broke up by the dollar, I mean the dollar that it is now versus what the conscious rappers in hip-hop are getting versus the popular rappers now. So
okay, I'll put it to you like this, sweetheart.
It was broke up because of jealousy. It was broke up because of envy. It was broke up because of
non-appreciation. There you go. You said the key word. It's the crab in the barrel syndrome when one thinks they're better than the other, so one thinks they got to be better than the next. That's where the unity got lost. When they stop worrying about us as a whole and as a people, when they start worrying about me, oh, I got Ice, I got a Phantom, I got a Bentley, I got a mansion. Dude, that's irrelevant. What about the community?
We was born with that.
We was born with this. We was born rich. We're kings and queens.
We're queens and queens, but you don't have Solomons walking around. See, they want 500.
But you really do. You really do got Solomon walking around here. It's up to us as a people to bring Solomon out of every black man.
Yeah, that's in a mental state of mind. You have people that look like Solomons and wear gold like Solomons, but they don't walk and talk and think like Solomon. They don't pray like Solomon did. It's a total difference.
And that's where we got away from it. We lost our way. One, when you took God out the equation. You can never take God, our Lord and Savior, out the equation of nothing we get or accomplish in this life. Because if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have it. You wouldn't have a little Wayne. You wouldn't have cats like me, Black Caesar, Rolls Royce, Music 7, Sign Regime. You wouldn't have cats like Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross. You wouldn't have people like that. Because it's up to us as a people to get back to what we need to do and bring what's ours back to home.
Uh-huh.
It's up to us, and it starts at home. I'm a parent, and I'm conscious of some of the things I talk about because my 9-year-old son can quote every song he ever heard, Natty Boy speak, Black Caesar speak, his own dad. So I have to be mindful of the things I'm putting out here to my children and my community. I will tell you, Al listens to my music. I don't glorify the streets. I tell you what the streets would do to you and what they did to me. Don't be like me. Be better than me.
And see, the thing about it is a lot of people say, you know, when we have these hip-hop conversations, discussions, they say, well, you shouldn't allow hip-hop to raise your kids. You shouldn't blame hip-hop. You shouldn't blame rock and roll. But the thing about it is, even though it comes from within the home, the thing about it is hip-hop, R&B, it has a great influence.
Yes.
They're more closer to the radio than they are to their mother. They're more closer to the radio than they are to their father.
Let me jump in here. This is Raw Dog. Now, you know what? Now, what I'm hearing is growth. I'm hearing how people have grown up. Now, you know, I can remember when rap came out and the controversy and the topics that some of the artists were rapping about. Now, the funny part of it is that I didn't listen to it because it was degrading. You know, it was a point of, you know, smoking weed, drugs. It was the point of being a thug. It was a point of, you know, if you step to me, I'm going to pull my 9 on you, you know. And so what happened is we now have artists that have been in the game long enough. They've grown. They have kids. As he said, he has a son. Now, all of a sudden, there's a reflection on, wow, I have corrupted the minds. You know, George Clinton said it. I have seen the maggots in the minds in the universe, and I am not offended. But I have to rise above it all or drown in my own. I can't use that word because poetic won't let me. But anyway. The situation stands that minds of those that are not in our households that have access to the gangster hip-hop and all of that, and now even in rock and roll, talking about the Mollies, it is influencing the younger people, the weaker mind. See, everybody's not a strong mind. So what happens is you've got a majority of people that the message is reaching, and it's the wrong message. And so you can't raise a group of people to a higher level when you have contaminated the minds of the weaker. You know, so when we start talking about the message, there you go. You know, it's unfortunate. The media did that, just like they dumped crack in the poorer neighborhoods. They did that to hip-hop, and then they started allowing the understanding of a lifestyle of gangster, thug, you know? And so that separated a group of young people from being marketable because their pants sagged or they didn't understand that, you know, one day they were going to go into the job field and look for a job. So, you know, hustling dope on the corner because I'm underage at 16. Well, you know, a lot of those records that the kids picked up before they turned 18 stuck with them, or they got prison time. And so they stopped with an education and became infiltrated with what people call hip-hop lifestyle. It didn't exist. It was a falsehood. But if you're made to believe something, how is that? If you tell it long enough, it becomes a truth. Okay. Hip-hop.
It's a catch-22 between a rock and a hard place.
All right, guys, I'm going to let y'all know we get at every half hour. We go to break. We'll be back in just a moment. I know you guys are hot, ready, and loaded to go, but, you know, it's just that we got to, it's a protocol here at the program, so I had to kind of cut it short for a second. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll be on a brief break. We'll be back. Y'all stay with us.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit HipHopNational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, title me rude if you want, but I'm just trying to stay to the system that we've created right here. www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We are doing some changes at the website, so y'all bear with us. But these things are still in, you know, it's you're still able to go ahead and do your upload. But as you see, we're going through some changes as far as with our web developer at the moment. So definitely go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your music. Let's get it in on our playlist, as we say. Tonight we're talking about discerning the many different facets of urban music. We left off with Raw Dog, and Raw Dog, if you would, just recap where you were at and go ahead and dive back in, sir. You now have the floor.
Well, I guess what I was saying is that we've seen rap hip-hop evolve, and we've seen the artists grow up. You know, I remember seeing an interview with Ludacris, and he said he doesn't let his daughter hear some of his earlier stuff. You know, the funny part about it is that when you're young, you don't think about the time when it what you're doing is inappropriate. The industry should, because they should be trying to protect and cultivate the children, but they don't care. You know, when we start to think about, you know, hip-hop and rap, I think mainly it affected the black youth, you know, and it then started turning over to start affecting all the young people. But, you know, it was like crack. They threw it in the poor neighborhoods, you know. They threw cocaine in the rich neighborhoods. You know, the difference was is one was filtered and one had a killing effect, you know, because I know lawyers and doctors that are cokeheads. They've been snorting it for years. But then what happened to the rock or the crack people? They died. They went to prison, you know. So when we start to talk about, you know, the gangster rap and the elements of that and what have you and the culture and what have you, you have to look at it as though, you know, they've always tried to figure a way for us to kill ourselves. And the young people are killing each other, you know. It doesn't matter what race you are at this point. It's an epidemic, you know. It's no longer understanding. You know, and that and I think that's what music has done. It gives you nothing to balance your who you are or your character to make you a better person. And that's when it comes to the hip hop side. You know, it's more of debauchery, and you know, I can even remember when females were singing they wanted a thug. Well, you know, I mean. I told my daughters when I heard that, I said, look here, you bring home a thug, daddy going to turn into a thug. Because it's just, it's the wrong individual for you. The lifestyle is not going to be what you're going to want to be in 15 years, you know. But, you know, getting back to the music, the soul, the R&B, and just like it was said before, country. You know, and jazz, you know. In the urban world, you know, R&B soul was a way of staying whole and feeling good. Yeah, what poetic.
Right, before you change gears, I kind of want to be right there in that area where you was at, because you was talking about how the music has changed and how you know, the influence that it created in our community and stuff like that. And right now, the Rolls Royce camp with Black Caesar and Natty, they're really facing this in Ohio right now, and they're on the news for it tonight. Natty, welcome to Hip Hop National. Go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. This Natty Boy, if y'all don't know, y'all can Google me, NattyBoi. I got the single Smoke 2 out right now. You can check the video out on YouTube. And to touch on what y'all was talking about, music has definitely changed, you know, from back in the day. But what I want to say is to touch on base from what's going on now. A lot of older people, man, y'all just gonna have to embrace the young people, man. Because to keep it real, like when hip hop first started, you know, and everybody was cool with how it started, and then it started to change even back in the 80s. You know, a lot of people didn't agree to it, but eventually, you know, we all got used to it. So what I could tell the people is, man, just as far as rappers, we need to be held accountable for some of our lyrics and parents and everyone else who doesn't agree with some of the stuff that's coming out. Embrace it anyway, because that's the change that's happening. And, you know, unless you can make a difference
I'm kind of confused with what you just said, Natty Boy. You say embrace what they're saying, or because when you say embrace, and then they're talking about popping pills, snorting cocaine, and what you call it, that's telling me to accept what they're doing.
No. As far as popping pills, you got to understand, some of these rappers, they might have did that, you know. And when I say embrace it, it's two things. As far as embracing it, and as far as some of these rappers need to be held accountable for what they say, meaning go on the outskirts and let them know, you know, I've popped pills and I've did this, but
you did that. You did that yourself, right? That's what you're saying.
Right, as far as any rapper speaking and they rapped about that, they might have did that personally.
you know.
Oh, okay.
But they need to be held accountable and tell these young cats, you know, that's in my experience. I might have popped pills and I might have shot guns, but at the end of the day, you know, that's not what got me where I'm at now.
News with you guys right now? Right now, you guys are supposed to be on channel, on the news tonight.
We was on Fox 28
and
we was on channel
about?
ABC 6. And we're basically speaking
about
gang violence and
okay.
And
talk to me
and
about
basically
it.
They wanted to know what are some of the signs to where young kids are getting into gangs. And I basically let people know, you know, if some of these young kids are wearing a lot of the same colors a lot, you know, or speaking that slang, they're probably in a gang. But and what you want to do to be hands on as far as older people, because you're gonna have to, and like I said, embrace it, meaning understand it, you know, because a lot of people hate on things they don't understand. But when you understand, when you just help them out, and let them know.
Everybody on this panel, do you think the subculture of our music, of hip hop, or the influence of even rock, or the influence of, you know, because all of them have a negative connotation as well as a positive in some aspect. Do you think the negative connotation has influenced our kids to do some of this drug dealing, gang banging, straight violence?
Right. Music and movies too. You can't just hold
and
rappers
movies
too. You know, movies.
All of that.
That might be even a better role than music. You know, it's a lot of things, but at the end of the day, it's about being realistic, man. Besides what you see on TV from these rappers and these models looking beautiful, they all have lives. They all have kids, and they all have things they do behind the scenes that a lot of people don't get to see. And that's what people are missing. What are these people really doing behind the scenes? Because you got to teach your kids, man. You're looking at what you're seeing on TV, and that's just a facade, man. It's just something they're putting on to look good, you know. And now it's all about competition, man. It went from people selling Nicks on the block to now everybody's making cocaine and selling cocaine, you know. So it's just about outdoing somebody. And once you understand the culture, it really doesn't have to be that, you know, behind the scenes. But, you know, you want to start showing these kids that, you know, it takes a lot to really get to this position. T.I.'s and all the Gucci mans, and they might be talking about selling dope, but at the end of the day, they're not doing that right now. They're doing paperwork, and they're getting real money off of this, and that's the side that people need to see as well, besides just what they see on TV, because some of these kids got it misconstrued, and they thinking that selling dope is the way to go.
But you got to work with me on this one, man. Tell me this. Is it not easily to be misconstrued if that's the message that you're sending out?
I mean, it is easy to be misconstrued, but at the end of the day,
okay,
you got to let people know that it's just a movie or it's just a song. You know, it's just how you were faced. It might have been how you brought it. It might have been someone else's story you were telling in the third person or whatever, you know. And that's why I do my music, you know, based on what I want to hear. You know, if you want to look up Natty Boy, NattyBoi, Smoke 2, it's on YouTube now. That video is just a clean cut video. We didn't oversaturate it with too much marijuana, even though it's called Smoke 2. We want to make it a clean video, man. It's just, and just make it about music, man. And really our goal is to take, you know, separate the street from the music, man. That's what a lot of people got it confused, where it's like every rapper has to have street cred now. And that's not necessarily true. You know, you don't always have to have street cred. It's about, you know, making real moves and doing something for your community and getting other kids involved into something like playing basketball or football, you know. But we got the streets so involved with this rapping that, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, they don't understand. And that's basically, we're trying to get people to understand that, you know, this is our lifestyle. Some people might have sold drugs coming from, you know, where we come from, and that's nothing.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, my man. When you're speaking of a double standard in the way you're saying, okay, I'm not only saying it, when you give them a visual, hey man, this is what I do in my free time, I'm slanging dope and this and what you call it, in a visual, and you show them the hard knock life and what you're doing in a video, and then you do it, then you back it up with a song. Kids today are very impressionable.
Right.
So if you don't get me wrong, you giving them this, and then you say, "Man, don't do this."
Right.
And you tell your child, you turn around and later on tell your child, "Look, I did it in a video." That don't mean you're gonna be doing this out there in the street. And your child is gonna say, "That's a lie."
Well, it's art. You know, at the end of the day, it's art. It's like
well, he's
Picasso,
not gonna look at it that way.
You know,
I can tell you that
art.
Right now. These kids today are very impressionable. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You, 10 years ago, in a decade, the media today, and I'm not trying to be funny, is pushing homosexuality. And what are you seeing?
Right.
You're seeing a lot of it. And I'm not trying to be funny.
I got a question.
Power of the media is so strong. The message that we send out is going to affect our children. I don't care what you say.
Right. Yeah, but I got a question.
If you want the message to change, you must change the message.
But I got a question.
Go ahead.
Why are all the characters in the movies that are in the gangs and selling dope and what have you, why are they all black? I haven't seen a neighborhood of Caucasian or white young people. Well, I got to be politically correct. Selling dope on the corner. It's always the minorities. And so, you know, what I have to say is yes, the media is still trying to hold us down. And what is not realized, and I'm up in age is what have you. I know the games. I saw the street life. But the whole point of it is that is an unreal lifestyle. You can venture for higher avenues. You don't have to get stuck where you started at. All you have to do is realize you can see two sides of the coin and pick the side that you want to go to.
Right.
And, you know, the funny part about it is that, you know, hustle and flow. Got a Grammy. He was a weed dealer. He was a pimp. He beat up Ludacris in the movie, went to prison. When he came out, he was a successful rapper. Okay, well, wait a minute now. None of that was positive. Superfly. He was a pimp. He was a coke dealer. Curtis Mayfield's songs. Got Grammys for that. So now when we start talking about the industry and what it lets through so that it can influence a community, a neighborhood, you know, boys from the hood, when we start to talk about what the media is going to pay so that they don't have to deal with us, that we don't go and apply for the same jobs that are paying the money, so we don't move out of the neighborhood, so we don't stand up as individuals, they put the money in that. It's easier to do that. That's like putting their foot on our neck. Because, you see, they're influencing the young folks to think they have a chance on the wrong side to rise. But you notice in any of these movies that these people like, you know, Superfly and Boys in the Hood and what have you, you never heard anything about the IRS coming in later on after they've accumulated all this money and attaching because they didn't pay their taxes. You know, you don't hear that they don't own anything. So, you know, hey, I'll let somebody else come in.
Anita.
Yeah.
What's going on? Bringing it. I know you can bring it. We got a lot, like about 8 minutes left, actually, in the show. So tell me what's your thoughts.
I think less of a thought, more of a question. Everybody out here on the panel, everybody that's listening, because I've listened to everyone. But one young man, and I can't, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name because the phone kept blinking out. I'm in bad reception area. But I think the question is, on all this music and the difference is, the difference to me that an artist asks themselves is this music that I'd be proud for my children to listen to? Is this music that I'd be proud for my family, my grandchildren, my mother? Is this something you're going to bring in the house and let your mother listen to?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yep.
I want
and
you
I'm
to
not,
think
I'm
about
not trying
that.
To be funny.
Because
that's how a person should think, literally.
That's real stuff, because I'm going to tell you what, And you know, Al, you know my husband better than anybody. That one right there, no, none of this. The artists that we work with, they may have come with the sagging pants and the disrespectful lyrics and 30 minutes in a room with Kris Kringle. They're putting out stuff that their mother would be proud to listen to, and it's still current, and it's still hip, and it's still relevant. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to get out here and throw gutter trash and garbage at people to get their attention. You put out quality. You know what I'm saying? Be true to yourself and true to your art is the best thing I can tell any of these artists. That's all that I tell our artists. If you can't get out here and do what's in you, and I don't think it's not a person out there truly that calls himself a real artist that has a ratchet of a heart of a ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might get out there and sling a couple of bags and think that you're a dope dealer and all this other stuff, but truly, you know you're not. Why are you going to get out there and put that propaganda out there like that? It's ignorant.
Yeah,
and it shows ignorance, not just on the artist, but on the culture itself, because once they do that, and another one of the panelists made this point, you have impressionable young people out there, and they absorb this stuff like a dirty sponge. But then let me put this out here to you. As an artist, while you're creating music, that I said you should ask yourself, can your mother listen to that? Can your kids listen to it? These parents have a responsibility to do just that, listen to the
And that's the thing right there, though. Like you said, with the parents and everything, some of these kids are impressionable, and that comes down to the parents teaching their kids. And at the same time, some artists are abstract. You know, some artists, you can look at the artist as if he's abstract or if he's a still life. Some artists paint, just blur, just throw some words on the track, throw some paint on the canvas, and it's still worth $1 million because certain people are attracted to that. Or look to Mona Lisa, which is a still life, and certain people are instilling in. So it's about what the people want. You know, the people are – it's not that these artists are putting this out here.
The other thing, think about, who are the people? What people are we talking about? Because I'm hearing out of this entire conversation, it's not the consumer. It's not people who get out here and buy your
music. That's what's popular, though. I guess the trash that's coming out, especially in the urban culture.
A record out anyway, and then it's the bootleggers and all that little crowd who get out there and will copy your stuff for free who don't give a quat. They don't support you. Out here copying
your stuff, we don't know that.
What I'm saying
is,
if you really want to make a change, and we know that the youth is what's out here spending money and purchasing this stuff, they're not the ones out here copying it. It's those 30, 40-year-old good-for-nothings who can't find a job and don't want a job and stay in and out of jail and have no life expectations. You guys know, y'all know them because you probably live next door to them. One of them might be your brother. So I'm on some real stuff. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm going to tell you what, though. If you want to see a change in music, the moms and the dads out here better take better interest in not only what their kids listen to but what they watch. You know, our daughter is 12 years old. She didn't start watching public TV until she was 8, 9. You know what I'm saying? My son is 20. And I think I kept him away from public TV till he was like 11. And this boy wouldn't even turn on a TV
and
if he gave him
parents.
A brand new one.
And that's what Ben, that's what we need to focus on. More parents doing that.
Everybody says, guys, it all starts at home. And these kids can put out beautiful music that they can all be proud of that you as a parent should be proud of. You as a brother.
But the thing is, though, you got to understand, you're not going to like everything they put out, though. As a parent,
you know,
even parents don't agree with some of their kids with
you're liking
the
garbage they put out now. I would respect a child of mine or a young person that I know put out something that was true to themselves. And if you want to sit out here and you want to talk about it, maybe this is the life you live. Maybe you were the neighborhood drug dealer. Put it out there. But you put it out there and make it have meaning behind it. You know what I'm saying? Don't put it out there and glorify it and try, oh, I'm popping a Molly. Boy, are you stupid? I listened to a song the other day, I'm smelling hot. I had to go to my 12-year-old and say, what the crap is this? And she's like, that's formaldehyde, Mom. What are you, stupid? I mean, seriously. You guys...
But they don't know, though. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people out there like me.
Okay,
I can listen to the I Pop the Molly. I can listen to that in the club all day. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go out there and pop a Molly because you know why? I know better. Some people don't know better.
There's a place for everything, guys. And you don't have to make all your music ratchet garbage. You know what I'm
but
saying?
If they do, though, that's the thing, though. That's why we have freedom of speech, though.
You hear them somewhere else, and they be over here in the corner somewhere, and be over here singing the prettiest music you ever heard in your life. And when they open their mouth on stage, you want to just go plug it up with some dang sandpaper or something.
You know what this brings it back to?
People need to take responsibility for what they put on these tracks
right.
and on these movies and everything else. Parents need to take responsibility for the underage children and for those that are over the age. Use your discretion. You know what I'm saying? We okay. The industry didn't make this what it is today, which is garbage. We did because we let it
exactly.
happen. We did not not accept
it. It just
we
evolved.
Say, are you kidding me? Are you trying to feed this to me? No, you shut up and you roll with the flow because, as the young lady said, we're a nation full of followers. I'm not a follower, which is why I never accepted. I'm straight old school. Take it,
I'm
take
not
it,
a
leave
follower.
It, it is what it is.
That's why I do what
but
I do.
I mean, so you know what? I'm definitely
change can still
school,
come,
but you
guys.
Know what I
change
haven't
can
heard?
Still come. Everybody on this panel has the ability to stimulate change by those that you work with, those that you interact with, those that you are raising, those that are yours, and then the little kid down the street that you see out here on the corner rapping because his mom and dad in the house fighting. Go down there and talk to that kid. Let him know he don't have to sing about garbage. Give him some direction and some guidance. We create the world we live in. And if you're not putting any effort behind that, then don't sit down and complain about it. It's just like if you don't vote, shut up.
But you know what this goes back to? What this goes back to, it takes a village to raise a child. And
mm-hmm.
see, the village is broke down because you got somebody on this side thinking it's okay. We're not standing up for the proper way that our kids are influenced by what they hear. The village isn't speaking.
Right there.
You know,
the first time somebody complains about it, what's the first thing that the opposing person or the opposing party, when you tell somebody, oh, well, you need to talk to your child about this, first they want to jump in your face and try to jump on you. Second thing is you got those holy rollers, and excuse me for the, you know, panel on the panelists on here, you got those that want to throw God in your face. Let me tell you, God gave you freedom of thought and good sense. Let's all of us try using it because there's very little getting used these days.
Yep.
Ow.
All right, guys. Well, what'd you just say? What?
She said you were under the bus taking a nap.
Y'all like the way I just threw him out there like
that.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on the show too, man. Rose Wish Music, shout out to everybody in Cleveland, MGK.
Hey, my man. Advertisement, and I'm going to tell you like this. I let y'all get away with that a little bit. But advertisement is a part of sponsoring my program. And I'm just let you know that if y'all want to sponsor the program, you can advertise all you want to. That's how it is. But please don't show me no shameless plugs. Because I got control here. I really do. And I love everybody, but I want to let y'all know that this program is supported through the community. Let's make this thing happen. We can grow together, we'll grow side by side, but show some love to me, and I'm going to show y'all love. We got over a million people tuning into our program. This is how our program is. Let's make it happen. Let's grow together. Anyway, I'm going to say it like this, guys. What station is bringing y'all the best tips and advice that's impacting the music industry?
That's Hip Hop National.
HipHopNational.com, guys. That's what we do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're on a discussion, just as we did tonight. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it's all music. And with Dr. AT in the mix. And on Sunday, we'll take y'all to church. And we're giving y'all the word. So that's with Crimson Line Ministry. And we're impacting this industry. We're impacting change. And yes, we're taking leadership. We're taking setting standards and raising the bar. That's what we're doing right here at Hip Hop National. So definitely, guys, I appreciate you guys for coming through. Love everybody. I want to say good night to everybody. I'm going to say it one more time. Which station is bringing y'all the best tips and advice on the music business? Y'all go ahead and give us a shout out.
Black Kids of Rose Bush Music.
Hip Hop National.
This your man, Black Kids of SZ Rose Bush Music. Robert, Ohio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hand the flyers out, let the people see I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. Ray T.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. Ray T. I'm your host, Dr. Ray T.
This is Dr. Ray T.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture?
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. Time to party. Summer.
Thank you.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Can be heard on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany, Get Money. Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream out there.
Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream out there.
Roscoe Fettuccine.
same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you around the corner.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah, we all human beings.
wrote of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Make sure that the off time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel,
yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord, we all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, we all. Human being,
yeah,
yeah, equality,
yeah,
yes, Lord, we are human being.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Next on deck is Shergi, Lovely Day.
Damn, today's gotta be better than last.
from Rosewood, but it's A-Town. What you know about that? Y'all be on Dick O'Keefe. You can be from the hardest hood, take off today, spend that heck of feet. Niggas is crashing. That ain't your friend, that's just Sebastian. Trying to bring you in attachment. Keep it with his partner, has been. Still living past it. What is work and ugly, man? Just face the truth. Don't look the other way. Still gonna be love today.
Gonna be in love today. Tell my baby I'll be gone. Making money till I'm gone. Make love today. No, never even cross my mind.
Dr. AT, ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's go, now they flow. Got a dance, it's two-step double. We can take it slow, so incredible.
Part of the show, we gotta be going off. Before I go,
I just want to let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.